Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We're your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live as always from just slightly north of Austin, Texas. Julie, welcome to today's podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, as always, to be here in especially the month of gratitude. So I'm grateful to share this show with you and, you know, our message every day, just to start out on the right note here. And we've got a lot of good things to read from listeners and clients and Facebook people. So I think it's going to be a great month.
So just a reminder, everyone, this is we're breaking November into four separate, well, somebody already broke it into four separate weeks, but we're calling each week something else. The first week, or really what I'm going to call weekish, let's call it through next Wednesday, is going to be a gratitude towards your centers of influence and past clients. Week number two is going to be professional gratitude, where you're going to show gratitude towards the people that are helping you build your business. Week three, I haven't really thought of yet. And week four, because it's going to be Thanksgiving week, would be the perfect week for the family week. So that is what how we're breaking it down. And as we discussed yesterday on the podcast, and as we've talked about before, gratitude is one of the secret powers that all of us have within us to basically shut our egos off and help us connect with more people at a higher level quicker and be in alignment with our truest purpose, which is being of service to others. Wow, you know, some of the words just came out of my mouth, sound a little bit hippie, so I apologize for that. But it's still true. Hippie words aside, it's still true. So, Julie, speaking of gratitude, and by the way, the topic of today's show is your center of influence 12-month lead generation plan. But speaking of gratitude, yes. Mr. Leon Higgins, and Leon is a regular listener, sent us a very nice email. Julie, Ms. Harris, do you have that
yes,
you could share with the listeners?
I do. And this is from Leon Higgins, who sells real estate in Marina Del Rey, California. He writes, Tim and Julie, your guidance to say thank you and show gratitude definitely resonated with me. I would be remiss if I didn't take a moment to say thank you to you both. What you do has had a huge positive impact on me and my daily activities and results. I doubt seriously that you two have to coach to survive, so I see the work you do as a gift. Thank you for the gift. Your interview yesterday was really over the top and spot on. Some of the things we run into day to day sometimes makes me think it only happens to me, or I'm slipping and doing something wrong. The interview yesterday reminded me it's just the nature of the beast and you have to keep pushing forward no matter what. That hit the bullseye with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take care and continued success from Leon Higgins. So thank you, Leon, for your very lovely email. We very much appreciate that. And I wrote back to him, you're very welcome. We're blessed to have great clients like you who get it. And, of course, I gave him a little nudge. Now you've got to go do something about all this. Happy Gratitude Month in the meantime. So back to you, Tim.
And Leon, you owe us an update. What's going on with your girls? Leon's got these two daughters that are, like, complete and total academic studs. Like, one of them is, like, a neurosurgeon. I mean, it's crazy, yeah.
Wow.
So, Leon, I told Julie about what a great father you're a good father role model for me on how to raise daughters right. So I'm really curious. Send us a quick email. Let us know what's going on with your kids. All right, so on Amazon, I want to thank Amy Baldwin, I believe. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing or saying your name incorrectly. It's how it appears. And here's her wonderful five-star review. It starts, kapow! Okay, someone used to watch Batman when she was growing up, like Julie and I. Seriously, just do it. I listened to Tim and Julie's podcast since I got my license almost a year ago. I know it's why I came roaring into this career change as a listing agent. Good job, woman. This book contains their best practices and advice in an easy-to-read and reference format, which was the whole point of it. Super Pascal without the coddling. I love these guys. There is so much room to grow my business, and I'm excited to put more T&J practices into play. And so I'm going to click, was this review helpful? Yes. Okay, and there's another one from Charlie Ortiz from October 31st. Great book, straight to the point, as was his five-star review. Thank you. That was it. That was the extent of it. That's just perfectly fine with me. That's the kind of review I'd leave as well. Jasmine Orweiler. Oh, I'm terrible with names. I passed my state national license exam last Friday and finished this book today. I feel confident in my success. I work towards becoming listing agent from day one. Thanks, Tim and Julie, for outstanding direct approach found in this book. So all of you guys so far, we obviously have a lot of new agents, a lot of agents that have been in the business forever, and grizzled veterans like Julie and myself. And here's a grizzled veteran one from Kay Halpin. I've been in real estate business for 24 years. I tried investing inventing and reinventing my business more times than I can count, often with more exhausted mind. I found myself at the start again. After reading Harris Rules and taking a giant leap to be part of their coaching, I'm ready to embark on a new journey. This book doesn't make this job any easier, but it does make it more sense. I really appreciate that too. And we can read more and more. Michelle Miller said, well, I can read these all day. It makes me feel good. Michelle Miller, complete package of what their coaching is all about. I love the no sugarcoating style and appreciate their honest and actionable steps. This system has changed my whole approach and mindset. Great book. You won't regret it. So look, guys, I don't want to read these forever, even though I could. Please do consider purchasing the book. Please do consider leaving a 5-star review after you've purchased the book. Oh, and something else that's cool. We are going to have, if everything stays on track, the Audible version of the book available in the next, I believe, 2 or 3 weeks. Yes, I said it right. And we're going to have it available in the next 2 or 3 weeks to share with all of you. And I'm thinking, if we can, to have a big release of that, because I know a lot of you guys are waiting for that, for Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, and that will be a great promotion. I think we're going to do that. Yeah, see, I'm thinking. I'm staying frosty.
Good.
All right, cool. Anything else from the Julie front, or can we get into our notes?
Well, from Gail DeFeo Doherty on our Facebook page is a lovely picture at 9:30 in the morning on a Friday.
Oh, I saw that.
Good Lord. Not even Monday. This is on a Friday. A complete and utterly vacant office, except for her taking a picture of it. She says, 9:30 on a Friday morning, the office is a very lonely place. Hey, more market share for me, right? Absolutely, Gail. Way to take action. You have no competition even in your own office at that hour. So we always laugh at those pictures of parking lots and empty offices and things of this nature. That just means you're the one getting all of the business. Also, Tim, agents are starting to post some of their pop-by ideas for the upcoming holidays, the pre-Thanksgiving things, our month of gratitude, our past client center of influence outreach ties right into today's show. And then, from Leon's email, he was mentioning yesterday's interview. That's also posted on, of course, realestatecoachingradio.com, but on the private Facebook page as well, that interview you did with David Parnes yesterday. So there's all of our references so that we can stop the many emails headed our direction right now looking for things.
So in my normal non-tactful way, one of our competitors in the coaching realm is trying to basically pigeonhole us as basically only working with new agents, which is fine with me, but it's also not true. And so I've been seeing more and more of his Facebook marketing, which is trying to basically compete or market against the success that you guys are all basically making happen from your following the Harris Rules book and following the coaching program. And it's fascinating to me because he knows better. He knows that we have personally coached some of the top agents in the nation for years and years. He knows that we have some of the top agents in LA and New York and some of the agents that are on those Bravo TV shows and all the rest of it. So you guys got to realize that this coaching program isn't just designed for new agents. It's really a roadmap. Some of you, it's funny, some of you might think almost that it's too simple and it's too straightforward. That's just, and forgive me for being direct, but it is what it is. That's just your ego wanting it to be more complicated to be successful. When you read Harris Rules and you go through it and you think about it and you really internalize it, if you just have an open mind to it and you are truly looking for a straightforward path to your success, you're going to quickly turn your mind off to all those little gimmicky things that are basically inundating your emails and your voicemails with regards to the easy buttons. So the technology has its place. The Teams conversation has its place. The personal branding has its place. All those things have a place in your real estate business, but I'm not sure if that place should be even your top 100 things to think about, because if your goal truly is to be of service to other people, if your goal is to truly become a powerful listing agent and with that have huge profit margins and with that profit to reinvest that money and so that you guys can become rich where your money works for you, you no longer have to work for your money, well, there is really a very clear path to follow. It's the ego. It's all of our egos that want it to be more complicated. I mean, how can somebody like David Parnes from yesterday? I interviewed him. The guy is one of our superstars. He's a he's only selling real estate since 2012. Him and James Harris, no relation. They'll close $600 million in real estate this year in L.A. Okay, no, Tim and Julie don't work with highest end coaching clients in the country. Ha! Okay. So the moral of the story here is, folks, is the system that you are using works when you're starting and works also when you want to sell hundreds of millions of dollars a year in real estate, if that's the path you choose to follow. So be very, very careful that when you start, you got to stay myopic in your mission. You got to stay focused on what you're going to do. You got to stay focusing. You have to focus all your best energies every single day on becoming a listing agent and just read Harris Rules. If you find yourself being seduced, and I get it, it's easy to do. You know, maybe you're looking at your 2018, you're starting to think about it, you're starting to feel overwhelmed, you're starting to feel stressed, you're starting to feel, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? How am I going to, you know, keep the train on the tracks? How am I going to improve over what I did last year, you know, as in this year? Or how am I going to, you know, all those types of emotional thoughts. Go back to Harris Rules, complete the real estate treasure map, remind yourself, if you don't know, find out what your magic number is. That is your whole business plan right there. We've already done all the heavy lifting for you, and it's, our system has been proven to work in every price range, in every market condition, you know, in every market. We have people all over the world that are using our system, and guys, look, it works. It's practical, it's tactical, and all of you can do it. You don't even have to be smart. Some of my best coaching clients, okay, I had a coaching call. He doesn't listen to the podcast, but I won't use his name anyway. He only had, you know, he makes literally millions of dollars a year. He only has a GED. He barely graduated from high school. You know, we've got people also that have multiple degrees. We have people that graduate from Harvard. We have people that come to us that have been in other careers or are incredibly successful that come to us as multimillionaires. And we have a lot of people, probably a majority of the people, that were just like Julie and I, that basically come into real estate because you're wanting to finally figure out a way to be financially free and you just want a clear path to follow. That's what the coaching program is all about. That's what we do. That's what we've always done. And that's probably what we'll always do. So, guys, look, be very clear this time of year. Be very focused. Don't allow your boredom to allow yourself to meander into snake pits where you're going to be seduced into believing that there's an easy button, that if you just, you know, give your credit card number, all of a sudden you're going to start getting leads in your email that are going to start closing and all your problems are going to be solved. Don't believe it. It's a lie. And you know it. Of course it is. So, guys, there it is. There's my rant. Rant over. Turning rant down.
There you go.
Okay,
warning sign.
Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. Yes. So we're going to jump back in, and thank you for that. Everything you're talking about is extra valid this time of year because I think it comes out of the woodwork trying to get in front of agents making their New Year's resolutions and things like that. So it's all very salient. Last time on our podcast where we were talking about the expansion of your center of influence and working your database, which incidentally is the number one thing that grizzled veterans say, if they had to change it looking back, they would have been better at this faster. It would have saved them marketing money and prospecting time by simply being better at talking to their past client's center of influence. So we had started out talking about setting up your database, because if you don't have that polished up, the rest of this is hard to implement. It's your job to expand your center of influence. It's your job to keep that updated. You have to commit to one database, whether that's Mojo Sells, Top Producer, Firepoint, Asana is another one. It, you know, they all basically do the same thing. Commit to one. Having a card stuffed in your purse and another sticky note flying around your car somewhere is not a database. You've got to keep it in one place.
But Julie,
place.
Hold on. Hold on a second. I'm going to share with you guys something else. We get this question a lot, and I want to talk about this whole CRM thing, okay? Top Producer, for example, has a free CRM. And really, if you think about it, most of you, all you need, and there's free CRMs out there if you don't even want to use a real estate one, that's really all you need. You just need a place to organize your past client, your center of influence data. Everything else pretty much comes with its own CRM. Like, for example, if you use Mojo Sells, or if you use, any of these systems, if you use Happy Grasshopper, you just load your data in there and they take care of the rest for you. The idea that you need this overly complicated CRM to manage all of your business, when you're following our business model, you don't need that. you won't need it ever, probably, because you don't need to take data points in from 17,000 forms of digital ads that you're wasting your money on. You don't need to track your clicks and all this other bullshit, because you're keeping a very clean, pure business focused on being a listing agent. All this other noise clutter that takes away all your profit, all these different things that people try to seduce you into spending money on, you don't need to tune into any of that stuff, because you're focused on doing the real work and doing what you don't want to do, and you don't want to do it at the highest level. As a result, you don't need a complicated system to track your relatively straightforward, simple to understand business. Does that make sense, Julie?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you hovered there, because you're absolutely right. Don't be oversold into this. It's just a database, really, that you need. So we are now going to jump into setting up your actual communication plan. Ideally, you're going to set up something like Mojo Sells for organization and ability to call your database. But again, it's less important which system you're using than using a specific system and not a bunch of different things that you're dabbling with. Okay, so here's what you do. This is a math problem. Warning, take the total number of people in your database and divide by 20. This tells you how many you should call every work day per month in order to make contact with your entire database every month. Now, that number may be unrealistic if it comes back divided out by 20, that in order to talk to your whole database, you've got to talk to 15 people per day, and you know you're not going to do that because it takes a lot of dialing to make a lot of contacts. Then instead, you keep working the math. If you divide it by 40, you would be talking to your whole database every 60 days. If you divide it by 60 workdays, there's 60 workdays for every 90-day period. What would happen to your business if you just talked to 100% of your database every 90 days? And for some of you, especially our newer agents who don't have a very big database yet, you can be talking to everybody on that list every 30 days. So know what your number is. I would call this kind of a second magic number for those actual outreaches. One of my private coaching clients actually makes a huge sticky pad on her desk, and she numbers, she's got about, I think it's 358 people on her list, and every day she has to peel off three of those sticky notes with those numbers, and she's counting backwards to get through her whole list. That's her self-created accountability for it. So talking to them, yes, highest and best use of you. That's why it's number one on our communication plan list. Number two, happy grasshopper for regular email to your database. We had a great feedback on the first time out using happygrasshopper.com. This is a very inexpensive automated email system to your database. Agent sent out the very first one. It was an invitation for coffee. Took at least two listings. Both listings came wanting to also buy four transactions off of one automated email. Now, somebody's going to think that that's going to be enough, Tim. What we're talking about is the combination of things under the Past Client Center of Influence spoke. It's almost like it's got its own mini gear. So first, we've got to be talking to them. Then we're going to set up email with happygrasshopper.com. Number three, getting a little bit more advanced, use bombbomb.com to send specific videos to your list. For example, many of you guys are planning holiday past client events and things of this nature. One of my Canadian clients has a huge event at a tree farm. Santa and Mrs. Claus are coming. They're going to be doing pictures and giveaways and raffles and all kinds of cool stuff. He tied it to Toys for Tots. It's really cool. So he's doing a BombBomb video invitation to that event to his database. You see how we're tying all of these things together. So that is your very specific and created by you BombBomb. The happygrasshopper.com is already done for you. BombBomb you do for your specific needs. Then we have number four, and this is a big point. Use Facebook and other social media as a supplement, not as a spoke. Don't ever look at that as a standalone spoke. Anything you want to add to this as I take a quick drink of my, what am I having, sparkling frost orange mango drink?
Oh, that's wimpy. I'm having Death Wish coffee.
I know. I can't
it's an
keep
actual
up with
brand.
That.
It's an actual brand of coffee. It's called Death Wish. I have it just for the podcast.
That's cheery. I can tell you're getting ready for Orange Theory.
Honestly, the social networking stuff is just, and we've talked about
it's
this infinitesimally. It's great for maybe how it was originally intended, just to keep in contact with your friends and family. But as the idea that it's going to somehow, replace doing the real heavy lifting of of work in general, impossible. Read the book that our friend wrote, Fanatical Prospecting, by Jeb Blunt. We've been recommending that book for a couple of years. Great book to read. He talks a lot about that very topic, and a lot of people have been seduced by the idea that they can never have to learn sales skills, that they can avoid, you know, all the work that's required in sales, you know, picking up the phone, learning how to present, if they can just, you know, social, that they can like and tweet their way to success. Guys, that train has left the station. It, believe it or not, Facebook is just going to become the future's MySpace. That's the nature of these types of things. It, the demographics, the younger people are already moving off Facebook, and they're moving towards other things. So Facebook, believe it or not, even though everyone thinks it's almost become like a public utility, is going to fade in popularity, and people are going to go off to something else. That means that if you never learned how to sell, you're now going to have to learn some other new ridiculous, you know, platform and how to run digital passive advertising. Anything that's passive, as a rule, is not going to work. Will it never not work? No, sometimes it does, but not enough for you to be investing your best energies every day towards social networking. Social networking, at the end of the day, is just narcissistic, voyeuristic crap for the most part. And I think, until I find something has proved otherwise, there was a great, you know what, I forgot to post this video. Oh, no, it's going to be an article on our website, timandjulieharris.com. Scott, I forget his name, from the New York City Business School. I'm remembering all this. It's going to be on the site today. He actually put a video up, which was very ballsy, where he's talking about the fact that the amount of money that Facebook got over the last election cycle, it's been totally proven, from the Russians for running fake news stories. Facebook was taking in literally hundreds of millions of dollars, and they knew where it was coming from, and it was all for fake news stories leading back to fake news sites. That happened, and Facebook knew it was happening. But Facebook says because they're not a newspaper and they're not a media site, they don't have to be held accountable to it. And so there's this huge shift that's happening with the whole social networking thing because of the fact that people are realizing how much of it's just crap. It's just something that, for the most part, if you avoid it, look, Julie and I, do we participate in social networking? Really? No. We only do on our private Facebook page just for our coaching members. Do we tweet? We have automatic tweets that go out of our blog posts, but all these other things, we don't do it. Do we feel like we're missing anything? Nope. Should you be using social networking to enhance the prospecting? Yes. But does that mean spending money on it? Absolutely not. Don't spend money on it. Don't advertise. Don't look for listings. Just learn to do the real work. Guys, I promise you, if you just do that, if you just get past your resistance to doing the real work in this business, and I know it's a huge thing for many of you to get past because you want to believe that you can do things passive and you can, you know, maybe you've even heard somebody, a speaker, talk about how he just did a bunch of passive advertising. But notice when he was talking about that, the one thing he didn't talk about was what his profit was. Don't you intuitively know everything I'm telling you is true? I mean, when we talk about these things on the show, don't you automatically know that when you hear somebody that talks a lot about passive marketing and advertising and big teams, don't you just, you know, it doesn't matter if you're not the sharpest tool in the toolbox. Don't you just immediately know the person's not making any net profit? You do, don't you? Because they're not. Why would somebody spend all their money basically just to churn transactions? Ego, that's why, because they want to talk about the fact that they sold 3,000 houses or, you know, 100 houses or 200 houses. Ego, that's the reason a lot of these guys have big teams. Look, if you don't believe me, listen to the interview we did for one of the top agents in the country who's going to close $600 million in real estate this year. I did it yesterday. You know, James Parnes. Or what's his first name?
That's right.
Crap, I forgot.
James Harris and David Parnes.
David Parnes,
James,
yeah.
James Harris and David Parnes, yeah.
Right. Listen to those interviews and listen to what they don't do. They don't have teams. They don't do hardly anything in social networking outside of what they're required to do as far as their, you know, being on Bravo as TV guys. That's it. All their business is done belly to belly. They talk a lot about door knocking, and I'm sure some of you are skeptics and saying, oh, those guys don't door knock. The hell they don't. They absolutely door knock.
They have the stories to prove it.
Frederick Eklund, right, who's been on our podcast a couple times, another one of our superstars. You guys know him from the Bravo show in New York. You know what he does? He cold calls. Okay. He picks up the phone. He doesn't wait around for the leads to come to him. He goes after the leads. That's where the business is. That's where it will always be.
Yes, that's it. I've got one more point, and then we're going to wrap. I've got to go to Premiere, and then we will continue this next week, because this is a big topic. We're building your center of influence past client spoke in your lead generation wheel, and we're doing it on purpose, not haphazardly. So we talked about Happy Grasshopper. We talked about actual calls, bombbomb.com for videos, Facebook. Now, next, you've got to decide which events to commit to and perfect. We're going to go over an entire year worth of suggested events on a future call. And then what do you say during all of these things when people call you back? Well, remember the Ford, F-O-R-D, memory jogger script. We did two podcasts on Ford, Family Occupation Recreation Dreams. This is your conversation pattern. We did two podcasts last week on that. That is how you handle these conversations. That's important when you're setting all this lead generation in place. And I'm going to send the call back to you, Tim, the podcast back to you. I'm going to get ready for premiere. I'll see everybody next week.
So, guys, we're going to wrap, actually. If you need us for anything, send me an email, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. We're getting a lot of just kind of cover the bases here, speaking requests. We do speaking, of course, private events. If you want us to present at your event, just, you know, go to the website. You can click on the About Tim and Julie Harris, and there's some information on our fees and what all the things that we speak on and all that good stuff is there. Also, some of you are asking about Julie and I personally coaching you. We do have a very limited coaching schedule. Julie and I do coach agents personally. It's how we keep ourselves frosty. Frosty is where basically you're keeping your mind totally and completely on target with what your mission is, and ours is, of course, helping agents. And we look for agents. You don't have to necessarily be a top producer to be one of our personal coaching clients, but you have to be somebody, frankly, that we want to coach. And that's going to be, I think you'll know if that's you or not from listening to our show every day. And if you're interested in that, email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com. Our best-selling, I think it might even be like the industry's number one coaching program, Premier Coaching. That, of course, is a coaching program that many of you want to consider. That's a great way. Most of the people that we talk about, most of the reviews that we read are Premier Coaching members, and that is a very affordable sort of, you know, it's a complete A to Z coaching system. It's the roadmap that basically is the basis for Harris Rules, the number one international bestseller. If you're interested in that as well, just go to our website, timandjulieharris.com. In the meantime, if you guys need us for anything, it's tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. You guys have a fantastic day, and we will talk with you on the show tomorrow. Or remember, you guys can go back anytime, and you can listen to any of our replays. And they're all available on Stitcher, on iTunes, and on timandjulieharris.com. Thanks. Have a fantastic day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.